This is VOA News. I'm Nicole Libous. U.S. President Donald Trump is set to warn members of the Venezuelan military Monday they will be left in poverty if they continue to support socialist President Nicolas Maduro instead of the American-backed interim president Juan Guaido. Ahead of Mr. Trump's speech to the Venezuelan-American community in Miami, the White House said the U.S. knows where military officials and their families have money hidden throughout the world. Officials also said President Trump will voice strong support for Guaido. Maduro still has support from Russia and China. President Trump is firing back after a former FBI official went public with a bombshell claim. He suggested Monday that key law enforcement officials engaged in treasonous activity when they considered invoking a constitutional amendment to remove him from office. AP's Rita Foley explains.
Andrew McCabe, the fired FBI deputy director, has a new book out. And during an interview on CBS's 60 Minutes, he said that Rod Rosenstein, now the deputy attorney general, once raised the idea of invoking the 25th Amendment to remove Donald Trump from office. The president calls this illegal and treasonous and tweets it looks like they were planning a very illegal act and got caught. Rosenstein, by the way, is the man who initiated special counsel Robert Mueller's Russia investigation. Rita Foley, Washington.
Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari says he has ordered police and military to be ruthless with anyone attempting to tamper with the country's postponed presidential elections. The Independent National Electoral Commission announced late Friday elections would be delayed for a week, just hours before polls were set to open for some 84 million registered voters. Speaking Monday to an emergency meeting of his APC party in Abuja, Buhari accused INEC of incompetence. INEC said the presidential election will be held this Saturday, while governorship and state assembly elections have been pushed to March 9th. This is VOA News. A summit of Central European leaders in Israel is now canceled because of a dispute between Israel and Poland about the Holocaust. Poland's Prime Minister Mateusz Morawiecki canceled his country's participation following acting Israeli Foreign Minister Israel Katz's remarks that Poles collaborated with the Nazis. Morawiecki called the statements unacceptable and racist. This marks a new low in Polish-Israeli relations over how to remember and characterize Polish actions towards Jews during the German occupation of Poland in World War II. The planned summit to be hosted by Israel was meant to bring together the four-nation Visegrad Group, Poland, the Czech Republic, Hungary, and Slovakia. Pope Francis will welcome more than 100 Catholic bishops from around the world to the Holy See this week for an unprecedented four-day summit to discuss clerical sex abuse. Catholics who were sexually abused by clergy are insisting decisive action must come out of this conference that starts Thursday. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Founding members of the group ending clergy abuse, like Peter Isley, are in Rome to push the Pope and Vatican to be transparent and deliver action on the decades-long problem of priests who sexually abuse and church cover-ups.
Let me tell you what it was like to have to try to resist that priest when I was a boy who was sexually assaulting me. So whatever difficulty him or discomfort this is for anybody in the papal palace, it's nothing compared to what survivors have had to undergo.
Ahead of the summit, Pope Francis defrocked former Cardinal Theodore McCarrick for sexual abuse of minors and adults, a move some saw as positive while others say was all PR. I'm Julie Walker.
The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said Monday a double bombing in Idlib has left at least 13 people, mostly civilians, dead. The Britain-based human rights monitor said blast in the Kusur neighborhood during rush hour Monday also injured 25 people. The first explosive device had been installed under a parked car, and a second went off when ambulances arrived. The northwestern region of Idlib is the last major part of Syria outside the control of President Bashar al-Assad's regime. Four Indian soldiers and two suspected militants were killed Monday in a fierce gun battle as Indian security forces hunted for the organizers of a deadly suicide bombing that killed 40 paramilitary personnel in Indian Kashmir, which escalated tensions between India and Pakistan. Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman has concluded a landmark two-day visit to Pakistan where he oversaw the signing of unprecedented investment deals worth $20 billion and ordered the release of more than 2,000 Pakistanis from Saudi prisons. Get the latest news on VOAnews.com. I'm Nicole Libous, VOA News.